Good morning and welcome to FactSet's Market Preview. Today is Friday, May 12th, 2023. US futures are indicating a higher open. European equity markets have opened in a positive territory following mostly lower levels in Asia. US dollar is consolidating overnight gains, stronger against the Japanese yen but softer versus euro and sterling. Treasury yields are down at the short end and flat at the long. Crude oil, industrial, and precious metals futures are all slightly lower. There are growing concerns in the market over the U.S. debt ceiling problem as the clock ticks down to the previously predicted June 1st ex-date. The planned Friday meeting between President Biden and congressional leaders has also been postponed to next week, after rank-and-file lawmakers pushed back against the progress towards a deal being negotiated on Thursday. The market's nervousness has driven credit default swaps on the U.S. government debt to a record high. Elsewhere, there are more signs that China's reopening momentum is losing steam, with the latest credit data showing a sharp fall in April's new China yuan loans. This follows earlier figures that showed inflation has dissipated while the manufacturing sector has fallen back into contraction. China's leadership has already acknowledged the downside pressures on growth, and the speculation continues about potential additional policy support. In other developments, there are tentative signs that the U.S.-China tensions are easing after the U.S. National Security Advisor Sullivan met with China's top diplomat Wang Yi. Their talks touched on key issues and acknowledged the need to move on from the spy balloon incident. On the data front, the UK monthly activity print shows that the economy has unexpectedly contracted in March. Overnight, New Zealand's inflation expectations have fallen to the lowest since Q3 2021, strengthening expectations of a final 25 basis point rate hike by the Reserve Bank of New Zealand this month. A Nikkei survey shows average wages in Japan are set to rise by the most in 31 years. Malaysia's Q1 GDP has beat expectations, with infrastructure projects and tourism driving growth, offsetting slower exports. Key focus on the U.S. macro calendar today includes the April export and import prices, followed by the May preliminary Michigan consumer sentiment. In corporate news, Walgreens Boots Alliance has sold shares of AmerisourceBergen for $694 million of initial proceeds, and AmerisourceBergen intends to repurchase shares from Walgreens Boots Alliance at the per-share price equal to what the deal indicates. In Asia, equities traded mostly lower on Friday, with Japan being the only exception, as it closed on a 17-month high. Losses were accumulating in Greater China, South Korea, and Southeast Asia, and India also opened with losses, while Australia's lithium stocks erased earlier losses. European equity markets have opened with gains despite largely lower levels in Asia. There are mixed takeaways after the Bank of England raised rates by 25 basis points to 4.5% and published its latest macroeconomic projections, with growth and inflation outlook revised up. The hawkish takeaways highlight the resilience of the labor market, firmer than expected wage growth, and services prices holding up. The dovish points to the impact of the prior tightening, which will come through strongly in the coming months as fixed-rate mortgages expire. Thank you for joining us for the U.S. market preview for Friday, May 12th, 2023. You can continue to follow today's news in real time with FactSet.